Thank you all for joining the Latin Generation Panel call on the 6th of June 2019. In the call, we have Denise, Michael, Marjana, Hassan, Matt, and Bettina. Over to you, Marjana.
Okay, you've seen my agenda for today, and the first item in the agenda is Latin GP report version 5 schedule. Proposed by Dennis, and I want Dennis to take the lead and give us some introduction and presentation and what he thinks where we have problem and so on. Let's discuss it. Yeah, that's it. Please, Dennis, could you take the lead?
Sure. Thank you, Mirjana.
Sorry. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. I think everybody was present at last week's meeting where we were discussing how we go about finishing version 5 and have a submitted to IP so that we can have a face-to-face afterwards and review and try hopefully finalize this one. And some of you raised that we need a clear view as to what's left to do. This is an attempt to capture those items that need to be resolved and finalized, complete before we can complete the proposal and send it to IP. So if I miss anything, please let me know. So here, so I broke down this project plan, like a spreadsheet, into four areas. One is mainly the proposal itself. I mean, the normative, non-normative information that is captured in the Google Doc. The second portion of it is the programming of the XML. Basically the normative LGR that we need to submit along with the proposal, and the IP will be using to review the repertoire, the Vannian rules, whole level evaluation rules with the test labels and everything. And the other ones are basically just the time for IP to review, which we know it's 2 months, and then finally have a face-to-face afterwards so that we can address any items from IP's review. So far, so good. I want to pause a moment and see anybody's comment or hands. Okay, seeing none. So let me focus now on section one, the proposal itself. So here, what I think is left to do is three aspects, right? Three big buckets. Complete the Vannian analysis along with the narrative around the Vannian section, right? The Vannian analysis, meaning what are the Vannian candidates, and the section 1-2, it's basically the narrative as to the rationale, motivations, all the explanation behind the decisions for the candidates that has been proposed. And 1.3 is the review of the final draft so that we can go into the programming of the XML. So as far as completing the Vannian analysis, we have four big buckets here. One is URL underlining, which is led now currently by Bill. We have the two, what it's been called by the IP, IDNA 2003 compatibility, specifically two cases, the sharp S and the dotless I. We have something to discuss that we started during the Brussels workshop in February, and I think all that it's been recorded, it's in the document, so we need to finalize what's the conclusion of that. We need to tackle dotless I, and I put Matt's name here as a placeholder. I'm not sure Matt it's have officially accepted the word, but I mean, we can discuss that, of course. And last but not least, finish visual analysis of the remainder in code points the remaining code points of, I'm sorry, the remaining visual analysis of the compounds in the repertoire. I see Bill's hands up. Bill?
Yeah. On the underlining, we still have a number of us who have not filled in our ratings, so I think that may need to get extended out another week.
Thank you, Bill. Yep. So let's go back to that in a minute. But as far as tasks, are we missing anything here? Mats, I see your hand. Please go ahead. Mats, if you're go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
We have at least one case of identical. We have the I forgot the name of it, the schwa and the
Turndy.
Yes, Turndy and schwa that are identical. I don't know if we have any other that would fall outside these four categories that we should include in the variant analysis.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking, if there's any other category that we need to be looking at. I think these four capture all that is remaining to do.
No, third E and schwa is outside.
Well, that's visual analysis, right?
No, because they are identical.
Yeah, so visually identical.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, I thought that visual analysis was the when we analyze something that were not identical. But okay.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, I mean, those cases, the turning the schwa and then the F and F with the hook are kind of already a staple in our proposal. But I think there are reminding Bill's has proposed a few that we need to look at. So all of those we need to look at under visual framework. Matt, is that a new hand?
Yes, a new hand. I mean, do we really consider F and F to be visual analysis? I thought this was a non-visual identical because they are visually very different, but they are treated as the same, just as alpha and normal A would be.
You're talking about the F with the hook? Well, it's yeah. the same rationale as to the ball A and the circle A. I don't know if that's, but I think you're you understand what I'm saying here is that these characters are there are known to have those shapes and therefore there's going to be that kind of a confusion, right?
Right, but we have not referred to them as visually identical. We were talking about non-visual. I forget the phrase that we use, but they are visually very different. So that's actually a fifth category.
No, but the I mean, I just want to close that. But the evidence that we're submitting is visual, so that's why they are basically in the same category.
Then I get confused. But okay.
Yeah, Meika. Go ahead. Meikal, if you're speaking, we cannot hear you. Okay, we'll come back to you. So I think these are the four categories that we need to look at. Now, going back to Bill's point, I mean, I just put the dates. I mean, the X's here, I mean, how the features of this X going to the mechanics of this Excel spreadsheet working as a project plan. The X's mark the time that we're going to work on these items. Of course, it was just off the top of my head, so nothing written in stone yet. That's why we have this conversation today, as to try to nail something on the schedule that we have high confidence as to delivering on that date. To Bill's point, for example, he just said there are still some people remaining to score that and how to finalize that. So that will not be finalized today. So we need another week to that end. And same will go to the other tags. And as we move the schedule to the right, that will push the scheduling farther to the end of the year, right? So I thought I was controlling the screen, but yeah. So Pitinan, yes. So if you can scroll all the way to the right. So right now, hypothetically speaking, if we were to target to these and honor this schedule, we would be scheduling a face-to-face in mid-October, right? That's where this tentative plan is landing, right? But as we need more time to finish those tasks at the top, then all these will, of course, move accordingly, right? And I think there are certain blackout dates as far as ICANN logistics and how they work because of the meetings at the end of the year. So we need to take that into account. Okay. And I notice Michael is ready to speak. So Michael, please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, continue, please.
Ah, finally, thanks. Yes. So could we very simply step back for a second, and could you at least explain for my benefit what exactly we are seeing here? I'm not understanding your Excel sheet here. So what are the abbreviations on top? What are the axes? I understand the other things are the calendar weeks. What's the coloring differences? Thank you.
Sure. So very quickly. So last week we wanted to have a visual view, redundancy, to what is left to do and how we can plan for a face-to-face meeting towards the end of the year, provided that we finish and complete the work for the integration panel to review. So this is the attempt just to had at least here in front of us something to react to and see whether it's feasible or not to, or when would that be possible to do. So the X's just mark how much time we would need to finish or how much, yeah, to finish each of the tasks on the C column. The coloring scheme is green shows, at least I guess that's what you see, green is basically someone is not going to be available due to vacation, and that's recorded at the bottom of the page. So basically someone is going to be missing there. And the blue is just the buffer between finishing the proposal based on this schedule to presenting the proposal to the IP so that they can start the review, which is 2 months of time. Does that answer your question? So if we were to move this schedule as far as our deliverables 2 weeks to the right, we would be still, I mean, in theory, we would still be able to make the mid-October date. Does that answer your question, Michael?
Some of it. So what is the meaning of the capital letters in the top, what is it, the third row or something? It's MTWRF. So on.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Why is Thursday abbreviated with an R?
To not be confused with
Tuesday.
It must
be a U.S. standard. Okay.
I don't know if you, yeah, thanks. All right. So do we have agreement on these four? Of course, each of these, I mean, your underlining is in progress, SharpIS in progress, we need to start on that. Visual analysis is in progress, but there's still some work to do. So that's why kind of I put those farther farther later. But I mean, to be honest, I'm not confident that we are going to be able to finish by next week. So I think that at least it's still 2 to 3 weeks later. I don't know how others feel. Meika?
Yes. So, okay, now I'm starting to understand the spreadsheet. My first question is, how do we project the time required for each of these tasks? Because it's okay to just, thanks for the URL, it's okay to just like project anything, but I'm not sure what this is based on. And my second question is,
Go ahead.
For example, where is the action item that we need to insert the data we collected, for example, for our variant analysis into the appendix? I don't see an action item for that. And one thing. Thank you.
All right. So first question, how do we project? This was just off the top of my head. This is not final, not written in stone. That's why we are talking about this, so that we can put something on this spreadsheet with the high confidence that we can actually meet the delivery date. So this is just for us to react to and say, for example, that's what the discussion that we're seeing. I'm not confident. For example, Bill say, yeah, we're not going to finish this because of XYZ reason. So what's the confidence level and what is the date, right? And as far as your second question about the proposal, the narrative, that would be in section 1.2. That, you know, 1, 2, 3 add relevant appendices with variant analysis rationale. So that's following, right? We need to finalize our work and then put the narrative in the proposal document. Michael, is that a new hand? If it is, please. No, okay. That was an old hand. Bill, please go ahead.
Our access to this is comment only. Do you want us to put in a comment where we think we're going to need longer amounts of time, or how do you, or do you want to change it to give us all edit access, or how are we going to approach updating this? Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I think we do it now. I don't think there's a point in delaying doing this for another week, 2 weeks, just to get an agreement as to how much time do we need to deliver the items. I think we do it now, if that's possible. I mean, that would be my recommendation. But if the rest feels that we need to do this offline, sure, we take that route too. Bill, is that a new hand?
Yes. Okay, so if we're going to do it that way, are you going to update it now as we're talking? Because I didn't see my additional week showing up. That was what occasioned the question.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yes. We need to talk about that and register what we are agreeing on to. And I think as much as there is a task owner assigned to it, is basically that we will push everybody to, you know, to participate in that. I mean, we have to, it's just not you, for example, Bill, right? I'm talking about the URL and that. It's not just Bill finalizing the work, but moving us to final, to complete the work. And providing that we meet on a weekly basis for 1 hour, can we accomplish that in that 1 hour that we meet again, for example, next week? Why Bill does offline work, preparing and, you know, preparing or and showing us what we need to actually do. Same with the other items, right? So we have a task owner, but it's really the shepherd that move us to meet the date. That's basically what we're looking for here. So we can start with you, Bill. So maybe you can give us what's left to do and talk about it. When do we think we can finalize that? So
okay, two things left to do. One, a number of people still have not finished putting in their entries for the underlining analysis spreadsheet. And the other thing to do is we were having a spirited discussion last time about what level of agreement is needed to determine whether we as a group think something's a variant or not, and we'll need to get that sorted out as well. And I think we'll need both those to, once we've got both of those, then I think it will take me perhaps half a week to go through and put the conclusions together. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Any other comments? So, Bill, going back to the scoring I provided, can we call out? I mean, I think at this point everybody's want to, you know, move as quickly as possible as to complete this task. And can we call out who's missing in doing their scoring, so that perhaps we can finalize that today, so you have complete information, and can we get off of today with an agreement as to how we are going to resolve those cases where we have mixed scoring? Mirjana, your hands up, please go ahead.
Yeah, my hand is up. I've done scoring in some spreadsheet, but it is not this one, which is, I somehow mixed it. It seems that there are, so, because there are a few documents. Now I've done scoring because I was looking for some other document where my scoring is not in. So I mixed it a little bit, but it seems that most people have done it. Who is missing? Yeah, small
number. Well, I look at it. Yeah. So it's mostly Michael. Michael, if you could, and I saw, I think one section Bill missed, so maybe just missing. So Michael, if you could complete your visual analysis of this underlining topic, that'd be appreciated. And as far as resolution, how are we going to do that?
Yeah, that's my next question. We have to decide how shall we exit from this. Thank you.
Bill, your hands up.
Yeah, Pitanan, could you put the URL for this one in, just to make sure we're all looking at the same
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you.
Bill, do you want to continue or?
No, that was all. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So if one proposal, I mean, if there's no recommendation or proposal as to how to resolve these, one way is to use the, since we have a scoring for one set of each of us, and there's a ranging from 1 to 4, why don't we just we can use the median as a way to find what's the value that it's recorded in, you know, in the middle. Matt, your hands up, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that this the scoring principle is very important, and I'm not sure. I mean, what we should do? Should we remove the outliers, if extreme values and of right and left, and then see if we have anonymous on the rest? And I mean, if it's one and two, I mean, that makes, I mean, that's okay. If it's three or four, then that's also okay. So that could be one way of forward.
So this is Dennis, Matt. So that's why I was suggesting the median, because that will take care of, you know, outliers. Because
yeah,
the outliers are going to be at extremes, but you find what's in the middle. And that could be a way to resolve, I mean, or to use all the data that is here and solve for what's the central.
Right, but if I mean, we don't have such a case, but if we have half says three and half says one, then the median would be two, but then that would not be a good result anyway. So that's why I suggested kind of removing the most extreme on the right side and left side, and then see if the middle agrees on how to handle it. But maybe Bill could just, when he looks at the data, see what he gets at.
Michael has a different opinion. He just typed something in the chat. Hello? I don't hear anything.
I'm here, and I've read the Meta wrote.
And, oh, yeah.
I don't know how, I mean, how should we do that? Should we go through everywhere? Or I think we need something which is mechanical that Bill could use to get the suggestion, and then we cannot assume that everyone will be satisfied with all of it. We have to feel, all of us, that we feel it's a reasonable solution. Rough consensus.
Sorry, Matt, I was looking at something else. Could you repeat what you're suggesting, please?
I think we need something which is kind of mechanical that Bill could use to find the resolution. Otherwise, we have to discuss all of it again. And that's why I suggested that he could remove the extremes and see if the middle agrees on the action, and have that as the suggestion.
Thank you, Matt. Bill, go ahead, and then I'll put myself on the queue.
Yeah, I don't think we need to remove extremes. We're basically in a position where one and two mean we think it should be a variant. Three and four mean we think it shouldn't. So I think what I would like is a decision on, do we need, you know, is 4 out of 7 sufficient, or 5 out of 7, or 6 out of 7? Just pick a threshold, and then it, as you say, becomes mechanical, which I think is preferable to me just doing it the way I think it ought to be done, which is not really a group consensus approach.
Thank you. And so I agree with Mats. We need a mechanical solution at this point. I mean, we already weigh in a subjective matter, in a subjective manner. So I don't think going again, one by one, throwing on more subjectivity will help us accelerate this work. At this point, I think we can take a statistical measure. I suggested use the mean, I'm sorry, the median, and we can take that value. And as Bill reminded us, what the threshold is 1, 2s. If the median is a 1 or 2, then that's a valid candidate. If it's 3 and above, it's not a valid candidate. And therefore we call it, and we can finish this. Actually, we could finish this on this week and prepare the narrative for the proposal. So, Bill?
Yeah, that's, if I'm understanding correctly, if you're saying the median, okay, what that means is 3 out of 7 saying it's a variant, and 4 out of 7 saying it isn't, then it isn't. 4 out of 7 saying it is, then it is. And in other words, a majority vote.
No. I think there's the median is an statistical analysis, and there's a formula for that. This is a spreadsheet, so it will have it. So you use the formula, it will calculate the median for you. It's not 3 out of 8. It finds the value of the middle in the range. So it will sort it from small to large, and it will find the median, the value in the middle. And that will take care of the outliers, because it will find the value in the middle.
Okay, I can do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Matt?
Yeah, it will find the value in the middle, and maybe that's okay. We have to have something which could make sure we could...
Okay, so again, just to recap, so we have looks like we have now all the values. So we have 7 inspectors. Each one of us have. Oh, Michael is still working on that. So we will have all the values in there. Bill will use the median formula to find what's the final score. Taking into account all of the scores that we have registered in the spreadsheet. And with that, plus the previous worksheet, right, Bill? Because these were the contested ones. There are already ones that are already in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
that's correct. So I think you will have all the material in order to prepare the candidate list, and at that point, we were just single rows, and if you could do it in the format of the well, we can go back to that. There is a template, right, to help programming the XML. So we would need to use that, but later than in the moment, or we can sync offline. Matt. Matt,
we have 3 different typefaces that we use. Will we use the typeface with the lowest value, or will we use the median of the 3, or what should we use?
It's the median of all.
Median of all over 3 typefaces.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So we have 7-3, so there are 21 values. Bill will find the median for the 21 values.
So earlier we've said that we should take the typeface with the highest likelihood to be confused, but now you suggest that we take the median.
No, I'm so sorry.
We have
what? I was always suggesting for the median of all the values. Not just one single, you know, set of, depending on the typeface. We take all the information in, all the 21 values of each pair, and we take the median of all those 21 values. Matt, do you want to continue React or?
Well, Michael suggests that we take we have median of per typeface, and then that we take the one with the lowest value. And I agree with that. That's my proposal too.
Okay, Michael, is that? You raise your hand. Is that what you wanted to share or something else?
Yeah, essentially, I wanted to agree because if we do a median of all together, we could have two lines which are three and one line which is one, and we would still have a median of three, even though there's one typeface where we all agree that it's exactly the same. As a hypothetical case, but that shows why the medium of all three is not a good thing, in my opinion.
Okay. Mijana Hassan, do you have any opinion?
I'm sorry, I'm not very good with this, so I have no qualified opinion at this moment. I can't say anything for myself. What you agree, all I will agree with it.
Okay. So, Bill, yeah, Hassan, sorry. Go ahead.
For me, it's okay. It's okay. I'm following.
Okay. Bill, do you capture that? So it's three medians each for each typeface, and then take the lowest.
Yes, understood.
All right. Thank you, Bill. So that will take care of 1.1.1, basically. So the analysis is done. We will just need to capture that in the correct templates. And of course, these spreadsheets, we would need to somehow combine the two so that there is one single spreadsheet sent to the IP. If you can manage to integrate those two into one, that would be great.
Certainly.
Thank you. All right. So that's take care of URL underlining. Well, we took care of, so going back, sorry, I think we deviated from the project plan. So, can we go back to the project plan? So as far as the other Sharp AS, it's also pretty well contained, but given the timing, I don't think we're going to be able to discuss that. I would prefer, if others agree, to finalize this project plan today so that we have a clear goal as to when do we want to finish. Meka, please go ahead.
Thank you. Could you put me in for 1.3.2, that's it, at relevant dependencies with variant analysis rationale as volunteer, because I had already started working on that. And before you have
Just one clarification on this point. There are going to be several owners on this because, for example, Bill will have to put some narrative as to the URL underlining. You are doing the non-visual visual analysis. I will have to add the sharp S, and there's going to be a dotless I appendix as well. So there are several owners in these action items, but one has a specific task. Sorry, continue.
That would mean that I misunderstood the task, and by conclusion, that would suggest that we subdivide the task so there's clarity on who's owner of what and what that actually encompasses somehow as a task, right?
Yeah, good, yes.
And secondly, before you had put me in as volunteer for a task owner for 1.1.4, if I remember correctly. So I don't have anything in principle against that, but I don't even know what exactly it encompasses. So if you could offer some explanation on what it actually means, then I could make a decision on that. Thank you.
All right, yeah. So let me just answer that. So the visual analysis is what basically we're doing, all these templates that I think is Appendix D now that needs to be done and complete. And we need to finish finish the visual analysis of the remainder of the other coupons that are worthy to analyze. I think Bill has a list that he has created, so we look at those, and that's what needs to be done.
Okay, thanks for the explanation. I'm not sure I still understand what that all encompasses. Maybe if I don't know, someone who's familiar with it could like make a list of the relevant documents and circulate it by email, for example, then we can decide the next time whether I'm still volunteering for that action item, because I still don't know what exactly it encompasses. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Matt?
Isn't the sharp S part of non-visual similarity? And I think that there should be a non-visual similarity section under 1.1, covering, for example, sharp S and also the F versus F with tail, and if we have any other similar cases.
So those are already, I mean, the sharpest, I think that falls in the IDNA 2003 compatibility. That's why we're doing that analysis. The F and the F with hook and the A, those are already in there. There is nothing to be done there, right? Other than just put it in the programming table. So here it's just what needs to be done as far as analysis. The other ones, I think we've already reviewed in the past and decided they are strong candidates for variants, so they already have a pass into the table. This is what's remains from us to do. Michael, you have a hand up?
Sorry, there was an old hand.
Okay. So to give more clarity here in 1.1.4, let's add a new row. So I think you call it non-visual. Still, I'm not convinced this is a non-visual analysis, but again, let's create two different categories, 1, 1, 5. So the non-visual, that's, Michael, is that okay? You do this? You are task owner to finalize this?
Isn't that what we have already done recently?
Yeah, but is it finished?
I don't know, to be honest. My impression was the analysis was finished, but we haven't collated the data.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah, we need to do that.
Okay, just leave me in there and I'll see if I can take a look at what it encompasses actually.
Okay. So there are two different areas. So one is to, okay, let's complete the analysis. We have the short list of voting candidates that we can use to populate the programming table, and we have the narrative ready. So those are the three components that we need to do. All right? You're saying that that's complete, so that will take care of the analysis. So now we need to move on to the next section, which is the programming of the table and the narrative.
May I comment?
Yes, Mats, of course.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
So in the top, we have this capital, the dotless I versus non-dotless I, which is it's a Turkish issue and combined with the IDNA 2003. So on the face-to-face meeting in Brussels, we discussed, and I even volunteered to do some quite complex gathering of data, and I've not been able to do that because it had been too busy. So this is quite complex to collect the data. So I'm not sure that we should try to do that. So we should have some discussion in the text instead of this issue.
All right. Yes, Matt. I mean, I think we all understand. I mean, we are volunteering time. And myself, I have, it's been difficult for me to put, 2 hours a week on this. And so we appreciate your help on this. So, but I need to ask, when do you think you can have something for us to react to observe, analyze the case and come to a conclusion? Perhaps you come with a recommendation that we all can react to that. When do you think you can do that? I mean, just with a high confidence. I mean, if it cannot be done in the next 3 weeks, I think so be it. I don't think we can press for you to deliver this by next week. So with confidence, when do you think you can have something for us and then allow time for us to decide on?
Okay. So if we're talking about collecting data, that would take quite a long time. So I don't think it's realistic. If we talk about discussing what we know about the way that the browsers react on capital letters, etc., then I could have some text in 2 weeks, but this will be kind of discussing what we know from without collecting data of the behavior of people in Turkey.
Okay. Yeah, and not only the data, but also all the facts support, right?
Yeah.
So 2 weeks from this week, so that would be on the week of the 17th. And that's where we're, right?
Yeah.
Just trying to confirm. And that's when we'll start losing people from vacation. For example, Michael will be out on that Thursday, but that should be okay. I mean, it is what it is, right? Not everybody I mean, this schedule will help us everybody view that not everyone is going to be able to attend. So, I mean, we'll try to communicate as much as possible offline through the email distribution. But yeah, I mean, we need to keep going. So I'm putting you on the week of the 17th, Matt, in order for us to discuss. So that will drive the agenda for that meeting. I'm putting myself, I see that there is a queue, so just let me finish with this thought. So I'm putting myself on the agenda for next week, because we're not going to be able to look at the Sharp S discussion today. So for next week, the main idea on the agenda will be Sharp S. And the following week will be Dotless I. And that will give some time for Michael and somebody else that can volunteer to do the visual analysis to do that work and maybe discuss it on the week of the following week, right? The week of the 24th of June. Would that be... Are we sorry, let me pause there. And Jesse, take it all in, and while we hear Michael, what he needs to say. Michael, please, go ahead.
Thank you. I was gonna ask about one action item, which I don't understand from what's in the list, but I didn't understand your comment just now. So maybe we should first finish that discussion. Thank you.
I'm sorry. What was my comment just now?
I mean, about you said that you were putting yourself in for, I think you said next week to finish something so that me or someone else could follow up with something. What exactly was I supposed to follow up with?
Sure, Michael. So what we are saying, Mats, will be we will be discussing Dotless I, the case of Dotless I, on the week of the 17th June. Today we had it
okay.
on the agenda. Yeah, today we had it on the agenda to also discuss the Sharp S case. But given the time, there is no time. So what I was saying that I'm putting myself on the agenda for next week in order to discuss that as a main item. So we can discuss the facts. It's in the document, so everybody is already, some of you have already seen it. So we can discuss that on the main agenda next week and decide what we're going to do on that case. In the meantime, because there are two other items here, the visual analysis and the non-visual analysis, we'll still have some time to, I mean, you have some time to go until perhaps end of June and try to finalize those two items by end of June so that we can continue to work on the programming, programming the XML and everything else. But as of now, looks like what we are basically shifting this for two weeks. So we are just there in terms of, you know, the buffer that I anticipated. So we already, no, I'm sorry. Actually, we're going to be off for 1 week. So the face-to-face meeting right now will be moving towards the end of October. So I think we're already in dangerous territory as far as I can schedule. So, Michael?
Yeah, thank you. So basically, one thing which came to my mind, which I don't see in the action items here among things we have to deal with, is that for the variant, I had rewritten somehow a text and a long time ago, and I had asked members to review it. And so basically, after everyone has reviewed it, we should discuss it, whether we're in agreement with that. So it's basically it's the rationale and the methodology for the variant analysis. So I have the impression that that's still not done and we need to put that on the agenda. Thank you.
For when do you suggest?
I'm not sure. If the first step, obviously, is that any member which has not read that passage should read it and put in comment and then say, okay, I've read it. And then we should discuss the remaining comments, for example, on the call and see if there's therefore agreement on the text and the substance of it. So I haven't seen messages from all members saying, yeah, I looked at it and it's fine, or no, it's not fine. Because I remember there was some discussion, we repeatedly had discussion saying that, okay, this doesn't quite capture the way we look at it.
Okay, so action item from everybody to read the proposal. So what section again, exactly, so that people can refer to the section specifically?
Let me find it.
Thank you. Mirjana.
Wanted to ask, is this text which Michael mentioned in the proposal? If it is there, I know that I've read it. So I expected that it might be some other text than this one in the proposal. So it's clear. It's clear now that the text is in the proposal and that we have to read it. I read it once, but I will read it again and send a message to Michael that I agree or disagrees or whatever.
So it's the variant section.
Thank you. Sorry.
I think it's number 6.
Okay, so the whole section 6.
Let me look into it.
All right. So once you find it, Michael, please send a email to the distribution lead so that we can take a look. So with 3 minutes left, Mirjana, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Is there anything else? Any other business? Because we moved today. And if there is no any other business, Michael, your hand is still up? Or you want to say something? No? Okay, thank you, Michael. So please, my proposal is that we should have another meeting next week, same time, please. That's all for today. I will close the meeting at this moment, and thank you all for being present at this meeting, and thank you all for your for the job you have done, because we shall have few more months very difficult, and after that I hope we shall finish finally. Okay, thank you all very much for your contribution, and have a nice rest of the day, and hear you next week. And I'm now closing the meeting. Bye to everyone.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.